Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Doug Deacon, and he is on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. Hi, Deke. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You guys?
Oh, we're hanging in. Listen, this is the question that's kind of been in the back of our minds like since we started talking this morning. How are the Browns favored this week?
Well, I think, you know, you look at the two games that both teams have played and the fact that, you know, they got blown out by the Rams, although last week they played, you know, an overtime game with Arizona. And I think, you know, you look at the injury report, and the big name on the injury report for them is Andrew Luck. I think they've got about six guys or seven guys that, you know, didn't practice all week, where I think the Browns have three that, you know, appear to be, you know, probable or doubtful for the game. So I think, you know, those combinations.
Deke, there's been a lot of conversation about the running game this week for the Browns. Isaiah Crowell saying that he wants the ball, thinking about his contract day and night, basically. When you look at the issues that the Browns have had running the ball in the first 2 weeks, where do you pinpoint what's gone wrong?
Well, I think, you know, teams are loading the box because they say you got a rookie quarterback. We're going to make him throw it. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that happens. And, you know, it's a combination of, you know, dialing them up. I mean, I think, you know, you look at the game in Baltimore when they got down to the 3-yard line and they ran a kind of an option or whatever with the quarterback, Kaiser, and then they end up losing 4 yards on the play. And, you know, you got an offensive line you paid a lot of money for. You know, you're on the 3-yard line. You just try to power it in for three plays in a row, I think.
Deke, how do you fix that? How do you fix a young quarterback who, like, really struggled against the blitz last week?
Well, I think, you know, it's just, you know, part of the process, as they say. I mean, he's going to see some things, you know, on the road, obviously. It's a lot different. I mean, you know, yeah, he played a couple preseason games on the road, but preseason, you know, crowds are more like a funeral compared to a regular season crowd. And so I think, you know, there was just a lot of elements. And I think the one thing that, you know, he's got to do is get some help from his wide receivers. You know, you watch them during the course of the game, and sometimes they line up on the wrong side. They got to, you know, move them to the other side. You know, if you're a young quarterback, you need all the time you can get at the line of scrimmage to see what's out there on the other side so that, you know, you have a chance when you get there. And I think, you know, the receivers have to help him in that regards.
And I think the amazing thing, Deacon, we were talking about this earlier, is that the issues at wide receiver, it's not so much Corey Coleman, it's not so much Ricardo Lewis, Higgins, some of these young guys. The problem in the guy that Hugh Jackson had to call out this week was the veteran Kenny Britt.
Yeah, and, you know, he's the guy who was the big free agent signing. And, you know, last year we had Pryor there, and he produced, put up big numbers at that position. You know, so far Britt, you know, I think he had one catch for 2 yards, and then you take in his penalty for offensive pass interference, you know, he was on the negative side of the yardage. So you've got to get better production out of, you know, your leader at that position. And, you know, he's the veteran, so he should be the guy that's, you know, showing the young kids the way. You know, and to his credit, you know, Higgins, you know, he was cut. He was brought back to the practice squad, and he comes in and he has his, you know, the best game of his young career. So hopefully, you know, not only him, you know, Ricardo Lewis, you know, can step up too. And then you've got a couple guys that you picked up, you know, Sammy Coates and them, you know, right at the end when everybody was getting cut. And, you know, they've got to start to, you know, fit themselves into the offense. You know, yeah, it's going to take you a while to, you know, understand the plays, you know, what you're doing that's different from where you were at. But at some point, you know, you got to be contributors other than on special teams.
Deke, Jimmy Donovan at the end of the game with you brought up the point that, and I don't know if he did it on Red Zone with you guys last night on TV because I was watching for a little bit. But, you know, he brought up a great point about how when you start a game, you can't go 3-and-out. You can't go 3-and-out to start a game. How do you correct that? And where does that start? Is it not knowing what the defense is going to bring? Or is it there's just nothing positive coming from the first series of these games?
I think it's in the execution. I mean, you know, obviously you've prepared for a team. Yeah, they might show you a new wrinkle, but somewhere along the way, you know, you've seen it. And I think, you know, with the Colts this week, You know, they've been pretty good on the defensive side of the ball, but, you know, they're not those guys that just can dominate, so they do a lot of stunning and, you know, twisting and loops. So you're going to see a lot of movement on the defensive front, and obviously they're going to try to stop the run to make sure that, you know, they put the quarterback, you know, the ball in the quarterback's hands. But, you know, with that said, you know, they, you know, he's got to get some help from not only, you know, his wide receivers, his tight ends. And I think, you know, the tight ends have, you know, actually been productive for him in for the most part. Njoku made a couple nice catches in the last game. DeValve has been able to get down the field. So, you know, you've got to call in different guys to step up and make plays each week. You know, you just can't count on the same guys.
You mentioned Kizer. Tough to evaluate last week's game for a variety of reasons, Deke. But if you look at him and his progression from training camp to preseason, preseason to now, what's the next step that he has to take here?
Well, I think he's got to clean up his game. You know, the first game he took a lot of sacks, and so, you know, you say get the ball out of your hands. Well, the next game he gets the ball out of his hands, but he turns it over four times. So, I think, you know, it's a combination of, you know, you're putting your thumb in the dike here, and then you plug that hole, then you got another hole, you know, someplace else. So, I think it's just a case of cleaning up his game, and, you know, which, the more he sees, the better he should be getting. And I think, you know, he's the kind of young man that is really working at it. You know, when we had Manziel here, he didn't work at the craft. Kizer is the total opposite. The kid is in the building at 5 o'clock, and he's, you know, trying to be a better football player every day. And that's the big part of the battle. You know, it's one thing to have athletic talent, but you also have to have the work ethic to match it.
How does a quarterback speed up an internal clock?
I just think with, you know, experience, it really speeds itself up, where you get more comfortable, where, you know, you're not thinking about what you're supposed to be doing. You just know what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, it's like, you know, the receivers, you know, when they're running pass routes and they're not sure what they're doing, they're not running at the full speed that you would like to see. So once, you know, it becomes a natural thing that, you know, on this route you do this, and you're running at full speed, all of a sudden, you know, they become different receivers.
Deke, you know, when we were going through the preseason together, it became important that they were 4-0. Like, they took such great pride in that. I'm worried what happens if they go 0-3 to start the season.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're obviously putting yourself in a deep hole, and you're putting a lot of negative thoughts, you know, towards the team by a lot of people. And I think, you know, that's something that you try to you want to avoid. And, you know, as you look at it, the 4-0 in the preseason really doesn't matter. But when you have a team that only won one game last year, it does matter, because all of a sudden you got to get some positive vibes in the locker room. And I think if you flip-flop the two games, you might be feeling a little better. You know, if you had played the Baltimore game first and had that showing, and then the Pittsburgh game where you saw improvement, where, you know, it's the opposite, where you took one step forward and you took a couple steps back. You know, just that's one of the problems you're going to have, inconsistencies with a young football team. And this is a very young offensive team. I think if you took the starters from the last game of last season that, you know, are here in this one, you'd have, what, Joe Thomas, and you'd have Corral, and that'd be just about it, you know, that are going to be playing Sunday. So you've got a lot of new pieces and parts that, you know, they just have to learn to play together as a group.
Deke, at what point do you think it's fair for fans to expect those inconsistencies to stop this year? Is it this year? Is it next year? Is it the year after?
Well, I think, you know, it depends. You know, each guy is different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen a lot of guys. The first year, you go, oh, boy, maybe this is a bust. Or, you know, why did they draft this guy?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the second year, they show up. I mean, Danny Shelton was a case of that. Joe Schobert is a case. I mean, his rookie year, he was a non-factor. All of a sudden, you know, this kid, you know, looks like he's a natural-born middle linebacker. So, I mean, it different guys have different timetables. And it's just, you know, a lot of it is, you know, how much do these guys really want to put into it? It's, you know, yeah, it's one thing to go out and play, but it's, you know, you play how you practice. And, you know, these guys are young, and they're learning the NFL. I mean, you look at the special team. Somebody did a call on the show last night and said, you know, Chris Tabor's doing a good job. It's just that, you know, he's got a bunch of new guys that haven't probably, you know, played a lot of special teams. And, you know, we in the past we've had the luxury maybe of getting guys that are, you know, like Batamosi, that are just basically special teams players. And, you know, we don't have those guys right now. We just got a bunch of young guys that are getting their feet wet on special teams.
All right, Deke, most important question I'm going to ask you. With it being close to 90 this weekend, will you be able to go out and play any golf?
I would hope so. But that might be saved till next week, though.
All right, we'll put it in the can for you.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Deke. We appreciate your time. Can't wait to hear you this weekend on with Jim Donovan on all the play-by-play here on 92.3 The Fan. Thanks, Deke.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.